And we're back. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Great. Happy.
Welcome back, Nick.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
It's a pretty sweet episode, though.
And I missed you.
If you had a chance to listen to it, it was pretty dialed in.
I did. And I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you guys, actually.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Mainly Eric. I'm surprised. So there was one you guys talked about. The game between the Rangers and the Astros where Garcia, Adolis Garcia, got beaned.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't feel like that was on purpose. I'm curious why you didn't think that was... Wasn't it clearly on purpose that he got beaned and you didn't agree with the punishment? You didn't think the punishment fit the crime?
At the time, I've watched it again.
Okay.
Yes, it is most likely intentional. But I guess what was going through my head was how in that position, what a stupid thing it was to be in a guy.
Mm. Like the way that the game was going, how close it was.
Yeah.
Why would you be in him, put him on base?
Exactly.
Mm, okay.
My thinking. So it must not have been intentional. But yeah,
it was pretty sloppy.
It was, because I was watching it live, and when I saw it, I was like, that looks like he just fucking threw at him. Cause it was so far off the plate. Like and even the media crew there covering it was like,
yeah.
Whoa, okay. Let's show some backstory on this. Cause apparently they had there was like a whole origin story of this going on.
And he was throwing sloppy pitches earlier in the game too,
mm-hmm.
which kind of, but yeah, looking back, I was wrong.
Either way, Adolis Garcia doesn't give a shit about anybody or anything. And
no.
He is just crushing.
He's
beast
there
mode.
To do one thing and it's to crush.
Throw at him. I'm sure he's just like, bring it.
Yep.
I don't even care anymore.
It's kind of weird because he just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, somebody did
Wasn't
a story.
Wasn't he DFA'd like a few times? Like
a couple years back, too. Is really his career has only been like 5 short years of getting called up, getting sent back down, getting called up, almost getting sent back down, and then this year.
Yeah.
And it's just like, holy macaroni. It's good for him, man. It's so fun to watch. I love it.
That was Dusty Baker's last ejection from a game.
There you go.
That was suspect as well. Dusty was playing some fucking mind games there.
He was definitely playing mind games. But he retired after the series.
Yeah.
But he's not done with baseball, though. He can't be. He's got to take a front office job or a consulting job or something.
His voicemail is full.
Yeah, true.
He's got calls from every team.
How old is Dusty Baker?
It's like 72,
pretty,
right? 73? 72?
He's up there.
74.
Yeah. Man, I don't know if he would take another job at that age, but maybe something in name only where he doesn't really have to do much. He can just collect that.
That's kind of what it was with Houston. I mean, he came to Houston and it was like, well, here's a pretty good team for you. Just fucking sit back and relax and do your thing.
There you go, Dusty.
Yeah.
Sail off into the sunset.
Right.
Well, we are in the World Series now. It's happening. Two games in, and we'll get to the World Series here in a little bit. But we should probably recap a little bit, talk about the championship series.
Yes.
I'll admit that I was wrong. I was wrong about the Diamondbacks.
It happens.
It happens every now and then. You know, guys, don't make me wrong about
the only one, but yes.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Certainly not the only one to be wrong about the Diamondbacks right now. But
yeah.
Yes.
They took the Phillies down. They took the Philly train downtown.
Yep.
Sure did.
With authority too. That like they dominated that game 7 too. And it was just
really
like,
they dominated both game 6 and 7. It really wasn't.
That's exactly
that,
it,
that close. Which I was surprised. I thought the Phillies were going all the way, but they kind of there was a number of things that were their downfall. And, you know, the number one thing is that they live and die by the home run. Mm-hmm. That's it.
For sure.
Can't do it. Especially against a team like the Diamondbacks, who do not live and die by the home run. They do one thing or they do two things. They pitch well and they hit. They do small ball. That's their thing.
They steal bases. Get on base.
Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome. But I tell you what, like, it's funny. My brother made reference last night. He's like, man, I was listening because we were talking about the World Series and the Diamondbacks and whatnot. He's like, I was listening to A Wasted Pitch recently, and from what I recall, you guys were like really fluffing the Phillies and the Astros being in the World Series. Like, it's so true, because the Phillies were just so fun to watch, and it's like, how could you beat that energy and everything surrounding that team at the time?
Yeah. Last episode, Paul and I went off on predicting, we just assumed it was going to be Astros exactly. Phillies.
It's not World Series. But we assumed that's exactly what was going to happen.
100%. I think 99% of America thought that it was going to be Phillies and Astros. Well, yeah. We'll say 90%. And I wanted it to be Phillies and Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be my ideal World Series. However, the Astros are not in the World Series. So yes. It could be anybody. I don't care at this point.
This is a year to celebrate.
Yeah. It is great to have new faces in the World Series.
Yeah. The Absolutely. Astros are not there. We can call it good. End of episode, guys. Let's just cheer that the Astros are. Yeah. Good job.
Yep.
Congratulations. Good job, baseball.
Good job, baseball.
I think it's the first time since 2016 that the World Series does not have the Astros or Dodgers in it.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. It's a good thing for baseball fans. Very good.
And it's like, what weird markets. Like, you know, Arizona, last time they were seriously in the playoffs was like the World Series run. They were in the playoffs like 2017, but 2016, only briefly.
Yeah.
16, yeah. But it's just like, nobody knows who these people are. Like, MLB is probably like, God damn it. This is not the market we wanted, like, in the series kind of thing.
Oh, 100%. So. They're kind of like middle of the road. I think Arizona's like the 12th or 13th largest market, right behind Seattle.
Okay. So, makes sense.
They're not super small. You know, they're not Kansas City or Tampa Bay or one of those shit ass teams, but they're middle of the road. Kind of, I think Texas is probably 7th or 8th or something like that. So we'll see how the ratings are. Not that it really matters for people watching, but we'll see how the ratings are with the World Series coming up. But back to the championship. God damn it. I can't say that. Championship series.
Yeah, series now. I mean, that's just how it is.
The series. We have a show title.
Yeah. Back to the NLCS. There we go.
Oh, boring.
Overall, it was a good 7-game series, and both series went 7 games, which was exciting.
After multiple sweep rounds, it was nice to see the series go 7, or as much as it could. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think I have figured out the Diamondbacks team reminds me of another team in recent history. And I think I figured it out. And I figured it out when, like, game 6 or 7, I was like, this team is very similar to the 2014 Kansas City Royals. And you may think, oh God, here we go. Another fucking Royals comparison.
How is that though?
Let's just
talk to us.
Okay. So 2014 Kansas City Royals.
Yes.
Their record was, they had 88 wins. Mm-hmm. They were a wild card team. They barely snuck into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Who won the Central that year in 2014?
Detroit Tigers.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Detroit Tigers won the division in 90 and 72. And Royals were 89 and 73. Sorry. The reason that they are very similar is because both of these teams didn't really have anybody on their team that people recognize, right? Back then, nobody was like, Eric Hosmer wasn't a superstar, even though he was never really a superstar, but you get what I'm saying. Like, Lorenzo Cain, Salvador Perez, people didn't know these people. It's kind of the same thing with the Diamondbacks. Like, You've got Corbin Carroll, Alec Thomas. I mean, the most well-known person on that team is Evan Longoria, and that's only because of his longevity in the league. They surprised a lot of people. The Royals swept their way through the playoffs to get to the World Series.
That's right.
They beat the two teams that they beat were the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whose record was 98-64 that year. That was the last time Mike Trout was in the playoffs, by the way. They also beat the Baltimore Orioles, whose record was 96-66.
Wow.
So they beat two really good teams to get to the World Series.
Yeah.
Same with the Arizona Diamondbacks. They beat two really good teams. They beat the Dodgers, who had 100 wins, and the Phillies, who had 90 wins.
90 wins, yeah.
Something like that. The way that they play baseball is small ball.
Mm-hmm.
Royals played small ball like a motherfucker. It was steal bases. They had this dude, Terrence Gore, who was like faster than a cheetah. That was, he had one job on the team. He would steal bases. That's it.
Yep.
Yep.
And they have what's his name? Torrey Lovello. Is that his name? The manager? Eric has no idea who the fuck I'm talking about.
Come on, Eric.
Torrey Lovello. That's his name. For the Diamondbacks, he has what he calls his circle of trust, which is his three main bullpen arms.
Mm-hmm.
Royals had the exact same thing. Three bullpen arms that came in seventh, eighth, and ninth inning to close out games. Now, that is why I think it's a very similar team. And we'll get into predictions here in a little bit and why I think the World Series is going to go like it's going to go. But
Didn't the Royals lose the World Series in 2014?
They did.
Okay. But came back and won it.
The next year. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, they're very similar teams. They play the same style of baseball. Diamondbacks kind of play... There's not really another team like this that was like this in the playoffs. They're very... I don't know. I don't like watching the Diamondbacks all that much because they're not very exciting to watch. I mean, it's like...
Man, come on. They're
not. Like, if I had to choose between watching a team like the Phillies or the Rangers or... You know, any of the other teams that it's not as exciting of a product as
you're clearly like focused on the DH, the dingers, the big hits, the
I am
of life. I get it. But even with the DH rule being implemented in the National League now, look at what the Diamondbacks are still doing. Playing small ball, playing efficient, get on base, steal bases. National League, old timer league ball. That's what they're doing. And it works.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not saying that it doesn't work. I'm simply saying for me, it's just not like I can't get excited about that team. I can appreciate them for what they are and how good they have been in the postseason.
Right. Right.
But it's not like, ooh, that, you know, this is, I'm the on the edge of my
not
seat.
Erupting.
Yeah, it's
well. I mean, Arizona itself sucks. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like Phoenix,
but it's
whatever.
Not highlight reel kind of plays. It is technical. It is.
Yeah.
You know, singles, maybe doubles.
It's great baseball.
Like they're good at playing. Baseball. Traditional baseball. Yes, I
but
agree.
When people say baseball is boring, this is kind of what they're talking about. Just the single, double.
Yeah.
But, see, you know.
Not true, legit baseball fans, then. You got to have the patience, I guess, a little bit.
I don't think Nick and I are complaining.
I'm 100% agreeing with you.
I think it's great to have one team that does that against a team that is more power oriented.
Yeah.
Big ball.
Yeah, it makes a great matchup. Yeah. It makes it a great matchup, which is where we're at now with Rangers and
how awesome was Corey Seager's like reaction to his home run in game one?
I mean, that was
when he just started screaming like instantly after he hit the ball.
Yeah.
See, that
we haven't got to the World Series yet.
Oh, man, come on. Okay. Sorry. But that was exciting shit.
Yeah.
We still got to talk about the Royals.
Oh, World Series going on. You know, I had to bring the Royals up. I'm sure we're going to talk about the fucking Mariners here pretty soon. We'll get there.
We'll talk about them next season.
Anyway, Diamondbacks are in the World Series. Flip the coin. We know the Astros are not in the World Series, which means the Rangers are in the World Series. That one was, I can't tell which one was more surprising. The end result of this, the NLDS or the NLCS or the ALCS, especially after game five of the ALCS, where Houston had won three in a row.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to steamroll.
Yeah, it's Texas showed a lot of resolve. That's for sure, which is good. We ended up on the right side of history, hopefully. And this is kind of where Garcia, Adolis Garcia, has become a household name at this point. For whatever reason, the Astros were terrible at home this year in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rangers have been incredible on the road. They played most of their playoffs on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They played all of the wild card series on the road in Tampa. They played 2 out of 3 games on the road in Baltimore. They played 4 out of 7 games in Houston, and they won all 4 in Houston, which brings us to now in the World Series. I think this is my prediction is that it's going to go 7 games. And I don't know what you guys think. Paul, you think 6 or 7, I think you've said. You're probably saying 5 at this point after watching the Diamondbacks win yesterday.
I'm kind of thinking 6 is pretty realistic. I would like to see it go 7, though. I just think, you know, yeah, they're going to be way more efficient. But it, by all means, Texas is going to, they're on a run, too. They got some similar magic that the Diamondbacks have as well. So,
Eric, what's your
Texas
what and
6?
Texas what? And 6. Oh, okay.
Slow down, Eric.
I think 7. And this is where the parallel between the 2014 Royals and the
there it is
2023 Diamondbacks it meets right here, right?
Okay.
The 2014 World Series went 7 games. Royals lost in 7. They had a great run.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the San Francisco Giants. And who was the opposing manager of the 2014 San Francisco Giants?
Bochy.
Bruce Bochy. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a very similar series. It's going to be back and forth. I think the Rangers are going to take probably 2 of 3 in Arizona.
Do you think... did Scherzer pitch game 1?
No. Nathan Eovaldi pitched game 1.
Eovaldi did, that's right. Did he pitch last night?
No.
No. Jordan Montgomery pitched last night.
Oh.
So that's kind of their 1-2 punch is Eovaldi and Montgomery.
Okay.
And they both did reasonably well. Yeah. Eovaldi did well enough to keep them in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well enough.
Same with Montgomery, at least for most of it. I mean, he gave up 4 runs, I want to say. And then they switched to their bullpen just because by that point it was like 7th inning, I think. They wasn't as good as their previous starts. Eovaldi had been much better in the 2 previous series.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that he'll probably bounce back because he's been pretty damn good.
Right.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see what the Diamondbacks do because I think they have one game in every series where it's a bullpen game for them.
It's always
they
weird.
Don't have a starter to throw out there. So I believe they've won both of those bullpen games that they've...
Are they saying they're going to do that on Monday?
No, Monday is whatever his name is. Fat, something like that. P-F-A-A-D-T, Fat.
Oh, that, yeah. That's always fun to try to say.
Yeah, and I think Monday will probably be Scherzer, most likely, for the Rangers.
All right. So another win for Diamondbacks. All right, cool.
I don't know. We'll see. Scherzer cleaned it up a little bit in game 7 of the ALCS.
Did he?
Yeah. Astros
was
only
it,
had,
was it the game before that he gave up like 4 runs in 2 or 3 innings?
Yeah,
or something?
It was the game before his first start back from his injury. Yeah. But then in game 7, he came out and pitched really well.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think it's a really great matchup, honestly. I think for baseball fans, it's fun because it's two. There's a lot of differences between these teams. The Rangers have a high payroll.
Mm-hmm.
They are a very high-powered offense. Their weakness, I would say, is their bullpen slash pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Diamondbacks, on the other hand, don't have a very high payroll. They are not a super high-powered Yep.
Do you know who their highest paid player is?
Probably Evan Longoria or Ketel Marte or some.
He's currently not on the team.
Mm. It's Bumgarner.
Yes. At yeah. $18 million for the
yeah.
year.
Yeah. They DFA'd
him. And he gets a ring yeah. if they win. They DFA'd him like back in fucking awkward. May or something.
How does he get a ring though? I don't understand. So stupid. If he's DFA'd from the team,
they're still paying him.
Well, I know, but that's dumb.
Yeah, like, he's still under contract.
If I were in that position, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? No thanks. I'll take the money, but I didn't do anything to contribute to the World Series ring.
I'm still taking that ring.
Yeah, no. Yeah, man. I'm taking it.
Why? Totally. You didn't do shit.
Didn't
you
need
lost?
To.
You had a 9.7 ERA or whatever it was.
Still a champion, though.
Yeah. No, he's not. He is from previous years. But obviously, they're very different teams.
Very.
So it should make for a fun series. And by the time you're listening to this, we'll already be well into game 3 and possibly 4. So we'll definitely... It'll be going into next... Next time we meet, it will be over, right?
Yeah.
Or it should be, or close to. Game 7 is, if possible.
Saturday.
Yeah.
That'd be Saturday, so.
Okay. Yeah. The one thing that I dislike about both of these teams is their stadiums.
Yeah.
We couldn't have a more generic setting for both World Series games.
Yep.
Agreed. And it's probably going to be played in indoors all series, most likely, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, 73 degrees in Arizona, and that's probably too cold for those pansies out there.
yeah, that's like perfect weather to us yeah. up north, but
yeah,
what the hell?
Did you know that they pump moisture into that dome or what they into that?
In Arizona?
Shithole, yeah.
To condition
the air, basically.
It would be because very it used dry, to be, stale air.
Yeah, it used to be really, really dry. And it would be like, it would make such a difference on the way that hits would yeah. go versus other stadiums yeah. in the country. So they started pumping in moisture to the stadium. So it's changed it a little bit. But both of those states, they're just like so bland and it's not a good setting to watch baseball. Maybe it, from a fan's point, if you're there, it might be mm-hmm. enjoyable.
Sure.
But looking at it, it could be... I would rather watch it at a Little League stadium, like at this point.
Isn't Arizona Stadium like square? Did I see that correctly?
I don't know. It's huge.
Yeah.
Like the field itself is huge.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to see fewer home runs hit.
In they don't Arizona. Need to. That's the beauty of it. They don't need to hit them.
Well, I'm not like both like both teams.
Paul, what do you mean by square?
Kind of boxy.
Isn't yeah, it like it's
with rounded corners? Yeah. Versus yeah. like a lot of stadiums are typically round.
Yeah, it's got the back wall is flat.
Interesting.
It's parallel to home plate. Perpendicular.
Parallel. Yeah. And that center field wall is like, there's a line.
Yeah.
That is, it doesn't go straight across, right? There's a big yellow line that goes across from end to end, and it doesn't go straight across in center field. It goes straight, and then it goes up, and then across, and then back down, and then back across. So you have to hit it like 40 feet higher than.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The line, right?
If you look at it. Yeah. Straightaway center.
Yeah, so it ends up being like 430 for a home run straightaway center.
Yeah.
Well, you have to hit an absolute bomb.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't like watching the games at Texas Stadium because they're like you don't see the crowd behind home plate. That's part of the fun of baseball, right? What you see are the rich people that get to pay for those $20,000 seats
and the munching on nachos that come every 20 minutes.
Yeah, and they don't even know what the fuck's going on. They're looking at their phone, they're talking. It annoys me. I want to see the crowd. I want to see Marlins Man. Come on.
Is that guy still a thing?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Really? I haven't seen him at any of these postseason games. No, not that I can recall. But he's still a thing. He's still going strong. I don't know how he affords to do all that, but...
He's a lawyer.
Good for him. But games one and two are behind us. Game one was probably the best game we've had all postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
it was fun. It was super exciting from the first pitch on.
It really was.
Yeah.
Lot of action.
Yeah.
Went into extra innings, which I think this was our first extra innings game of the postseason as well. Was it? Because I don't remember.
I can't think of another.
Yeah.
And the only reason I think that is because Paul and I are dummies, and we were both like, wait, yeah. where's the ghost runner on second for?
I swear to God, if you go to episode 3 or 4 and we were talking about the new rules, we discussed this.
There's no
ghost runner in the world in postseason.
You actually remembered that?
I think remembered it.
28 episodes ago, Eric.
That's a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I was super confused because I was like, this is going to be crazy. You know, it's going to be intense. But then there was no runner out there. So maybe we misunderstood. We misremembered how things were supposed to be.
And yeah. I'll repeat that I do not approve of that. You should have the same rules for the World Series and postseason that you do during the regular series.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And I like the ghost runner.
Heck yeah.
It makes it kind of fun. I could see that. I don't know why they would switch it up. It doesn't make sense why they would do that. Of course, there's a lot of things that Manfred does that don't make sense.
Which
we'll get into next episode because there's one thing that we should talk about that he said recently. But we'll save that for next week.
Ooh, cliffhanger.
Yeah, cliffhanger. Stick around, Wasteoids.
Nice.
Yeah, game one ended on a walk-off by the Rangers. Adolis Garcia hit his Oppo Taco home run that ended it.
Off of Paul.
Well, no, that wasn't off of Paul. That Corey Seager hit the two-run bomb off
that's
of,
right.
Off
that's
of
right.
Paul.
He got pulled. Yeah, okay.
That one was probably the more exciting home run because that was to tie it in the bottom of the ninth, and he got your boy Paul Sewald.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was intense.
Yeah. Seager's reaction was pretty awesome though.
Yeah,
you gotta love Corey Seager
because he's not a guy to react ever. And then just to do that all of a sudden was just like holy mackerel. Yeah,
yeah, and it was like instant. He knew instantly that it was gone. Like it was a split second from hitting the bat to him like being like,
"Rah,
fuck yeah!"
Yeah, totally was. It was cool.
Game two was pretty one-sided. I think the final score was 9-1 or something like that. And it was close for, five or six innings. No, you didn't watch the game, Paul.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It was close for 5 or 6 innings, and then Rangers just couldn't hit. Merrill Kelly was doing a good job. I think he pitched through 8 innings.
Was Merrill Kelly the guy that complained about the noise in Philly? The crowd's too loud or something like that. And so they kind of gave him the extra juice every time.
I don't remember. I don't think so. Merrill Kelly is a pretty quiet dude. I don't think he talks a lot. Or I can't see him saying that, especially before a post. Did somebody say that during the postseason?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's a dumb thing to say about the opposing team. Like,
it's too loud in here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You're asking for it.
Exactly. That's what made it so good.
Yeah.
And I think people brought signs just kind of like giving them the business.
as they should.
Yeah.
Don't be a little bitch. Anyway, Rangers couldn't hit. Merrill Kelly was on it. Diamondbacks just kind of did that thing where they get a guy on base. They steal a shitload of fucking bases.
They do.
They steal. They're stealing more in the World Series because they're capitalizing on the fact that Jonah Heim cannot throw to second base. Mm-hmm. But they have stolen like 16 bases already in two games.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's something like that. It's something crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome. Corbin Carroll killing it.
Yeah. You're a Seattle boy. You gotta.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know why you're rooting for the Diamondbacks. It's obvious. It's Corbin Carroll. It's Paul Sewald. It's
Ketel Marte.
Ketel Marte. All these other Seattle boys.
It's good stuff, man. I'm like living vicariously through them as a Seattle Mariners fan.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's the closest you guys are going to get to the World Series.
Exactly. Shut up, but exactly.
I'm kind of on the Rangers side just because their general manager is former Royals World Series champion, Chris Young.
This is true. I just remember him as a Texas Ranger pitcher when I first moved out to Austin. Is that like 04 to 09 he was a pitcher?
I don't know. He's old at this point. I mean, I think that was his last year. It was 2015, so.
Okay.
Probably.
Sounds about right.
But going forward, I think I'm hoping for a lot of close games. I think yesterday's game was, we kind of talked briefly about this before we were recording, but it's one of those, like you see it kind of every postseason or most of the times in a lot of series, there's one game where it's just a blowout and one team gets ahead far enough to the point where the opposing team's manager is like, you know what? We're not going to waste our bullpen. We're going to kind of take a step back. You guys have that, right?
Right.
Because it's a long series. We have a lot to look forward to. And I think that's kind of what happened yesterday. The Diamondbacks got a lot of runs in the latter innings of the game. And there was one inning, God, it was like the sixth or seventh inning. And I swear it lasted an hour long, the top of the sixth or seventh, like it just did not stop. I think I turned it off because it just felt like it would never end. And it wasn't like they were scoring a bunch of runs. It was like every pitch was getting fouled off. There was a walk and then they would change pitchers. And then it was like, just this not it, like it. Those are the games where people are like, okay, yeah, baseball is fucking boring. because honestly, it was boring.
Yeah.
So hopefully we don't have much more of that going forward in the rest of the series.
Announcers sometimes, at least like, they love those bats where it's a bat, at bats where it's a battle. Foul ball, pitch number 11, 12, 13, oh my God.
Yeah. And it was also a thing, like, I turned it off because I did not want to listen to John Smoltz.
Oh, my God, yeah.
On for as long as he did. Now, I'll give Joe Davis credit because Joe Davis has been pretty great.
Yeah. And he's reeled in Smoltz, too.
Yeah. The thing I like about Joe Davis is that he kind of sounds like Joe Buck. He has the same cadence. I don't know like where they learned that cadence. I guess it's
Mid-Atlantic broadcaster
school, Syracuse University or whatever. But he also shuts the fuck up when it's a big moment.
Yes.
You know, there's some broadcasters that like to just talk through the noise and talk through the crowd. And like Joe Davis makes his call and then just lets the crowd do the work.
Nice.
Which is what a good broadcaster does.
Yep.
Okay, rant over on that one.
Whoosh.
Whoosh.
All right. Predictions? After game two, did we make predictions yet?
Yeah, we did. I said I said Rangers in seven. Eric said Rangers in six. D-backs. Are you going six or seven? You got to just pick one, Paul.
Seven.
Okay.
Cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all hoping that it goes seven games. They're good games, and it's good baseball to watch. I mean,
yeah, as long as they're good, keep them coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I think, yeah, this will be interesting to see how Texas does in Arizona. They've been a lot better on the road, like I said before. And I think, I don't know. I just have, it's hard to bet against Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
He's smart. He does a lot of things that like you're throughout the series. You're like, wait a minute. Why is he, there's certain moves that he makes throughout games that makes sense later on in the series. I do question one thing that he's doing right now. I think, this is just me, I think they need to put in a different catcher. I think they need to put Austin Hedges in at catcher and let Jonah Heim be a DH.
That makes more sense, really.
Mm-hmm. The reason the Diamondbacks are stealing so many bases is because Jonah Heim can't make... It's frustrating to watch because he hasn't made one good throw to second base.
Yeah. He's like, it's kind of weird. He's like only in year two or something like that. Year one and year two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's way off.
Yeah, and they know that. I mean, that's why they're doing that. They're exploiting his weakness. So, Bruce Bochy, if you're listening, put Austin Hedges in. Let him do it. At least try to keep it to a minimum.
Right.
And maybe it's the pitchers. I mean, maybe we'll see it less with Scherzer than we would.
Yeah, might be platooning him.
With Montgomery or Eovaldi. But
Mariners did that this year where they had two catchers, Cal Raleigh and Tom Murphy. And Cal Raleigh's like our younger guy, year three or four, something like that. He's awesome. And a veteran Tom Murphy. But one would catch and one would DH, and these guys were producing for the longest time, especially during that hot stretch we had, like in July or whatever, August. No, July. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty impressive to see like two catchers in the lineup all the time, but they were kind of playing the hot catcher. It was good. What was that? Blue Jays what?
Blue Jays did that with Wong and can't remember the other guy.
Right.
Until injuries made it them.
Yeah, know, that's what happened.
Until they didn't have any catchers.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a catcher. You need a good one. Would you want a power-hitting catcher, or would you want the more plus defense, can throw people out catcher in your lineup?
If I only can have one, I'd want the defense.
Yeah.
If I got two, I want power hitters that I
can do exactly that. But you kind of want, above all, you probably want that defensive guy that can frame the pitch, can throw guys out. And
yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
There are a few rare catchers that can do both, though.
Mm-hmm.
Salvador Perez.
Pudge. Yep.
Fisk.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, good one.
Nice.
Johnny Bench.
There you go. I mean, come on.
Probably.
Yogi Berra. I mean,
just go back and die.
Exactly.
Butterfingers Johnson.
Ooh, yeah. Butterfingers.
Very good. Very good.
We'll go back to 1920s, 1820s.
Like it.
Okay. I don't have anything else to talk about.
No. Not much to talk about when there's only two games happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff, though.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I love it.
We are dwindling down to the end of the season and the end of our season.
Mm-hmm.
Season one of Wasted Pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to have a couple more episodes. We'll recap the World Series and then we'll do maybe a final season recap. Possibly preview some stuff that we'll do in the next season as well.
I like it.
And there might be a little bit of movement on the trade market by the time we're recording that episode as well. So, or the free agency, all that kind of bullshit.
Managerial stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a good season. Good, good season. Thanks, MLB, for having a good season while we record our first season of Wasted Pitch. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And thank you all for listening to us through, at this point, is 31 episodes. If you've listened to all 31 episodes, then you need to find something better to do with your life. Well, Jesus Christ.
Slow down now.
Just kidding.
That is a good person.
We appreciate all of it. And we will see you guys next week for the grand finale of the World Series. Watch the World Series. It's on Fox. You can get Fox over the air. You can get it on illegal streams. Probably shouldn't say that. You can get it on the internet. Some places.
Internet has everything.
Yes. It's usually on around 5 o'clock Pacific time, that is. 7 Pacific o'clock Central time. 8 o'clock Eastern time, if you're listening on the East Coast. And go baseball, I guess. I won't say go Rangers, that just sounds weird, but
yep. It does.
Go baseball.
Go baseball.
Peace. Go baseball, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, what the fuck? Peace?
I mean, peace.
Go Mariners.
Oh god.
Yes.
You had to fucking sneak that in there, didn't you?
Fucking A right I did.
Cut it out.
Oh, I will.